Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
I say, do you love Jesus?
Amen.
Now, I'm going to preach. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to talk about something that I believe is one of the abused scriptures, or misquoted, or misused. Maybe let me say misused, not abused. Misused, not misused, meaning it's not used properly. Amen.
Amen.
And this is the book, the scripture in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. Hallelujah. And I want to entitle my message, God does not get involved in every battle of yours. It's not every battle that God gets involved in. As in, you know, when you're praying, you say, Lord, I give you this battle. Some battles God says, what are you talking about? Oh, there's no amen already, finished. Right from the word go, it's not good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not every battle God will be involved in. Amen. Such story but truth. And we like using this scripture, and I want us to go back to it and understand the context of the scripture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Verse 15. In fact, from verse 14 says, then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jahaziel. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse what? From verse 14. He says, then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and a descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. He said, listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. Now, King Jehoshaphat, the Israelite was Judah in this time, in this case, was facing a battle. They were going to fight. They were being attacked by other nations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the prophet of God spoke these words, and these are the words that we like mentioning her whole. He said, listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours. Look at the neighbor. Say, the battle is not yours. You're in Tryana, Hasia, how? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, the battle is not yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. You will not have to fight this battle. We like saying this. You will not have to fight this battle. But the truth is that some battles you'll have to fight alone.
Amen.
Okay. Some battles God is not involved, I'm telling you.
Amen.
We like bringing God into battles he does not know about. And we begin to say that I will not have to fight in this battle. The Lord will fight with me. But the issue is that, does God know about that fight? Does God know about that battle? You know, some we get into battles alone, and when we are in the battle, we say God is going to fight, and God is outside the battle. Why some Christians get defeated is because God is not in the battle.
Amen.
Now, King Jehoshaphat was a godly king. Amen.
Amen.
We see in this battle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We see in this battle from this one area. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites with some of the Nenites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. So they came to him, battle Moloans, are you with me? In the first place, he did not pick a fight. He was being fought. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some fights we start, and then when we are in them, we say, God, where are you?
Amen.
Look at you and say, well, Okala dinto, how keta? Or mudimu okai. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
So we can see here that they were being attacked. Amen.
Amen.
Some battles we just start runa fella radicala runa. And then when we are in the middle of it, this fight, I will not fight. God will fight. Really? When you started it, you must finish. You started, you must finish it. The Bible says, what God started, he will finish. But what you start, you must do what? You must finish.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh. Are you here?
Amen.
So there are some fights that we start, isn't it, Bazalon?
Amen.
There are some fights that we start ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
So some people came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Hazazon, Tamar. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. You see what he does? He goes to God first. That's how Jehoshaphat was. Hallelujah. Even when people were fighting, he doesn't say, okay, I'm going to fight them back. No. Must I fight back? I mean, when people are here, you fight.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
But look, Joseph had asked, must I fight? Oh, come on, clap hands for this man of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, he does what? He asks God. Joseph asks God, isn't it?
Amen.
He resolved to inquire of the Lord and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. Let's fast. Let's pray. Amen. You see how godly this man was. Amen. Let's fast. Let's ask God. Let us pray. Let's fast. Amen.
Amen.
Some of us, when somebody does something to you, wamulikise sakapilanyan. Isn't that true?
Yes.
You don't say, okay, this man is starting a fight. Let me go and pray about it and hear what God wants to do about this. Amen?
Yes.
And even fast. Amen?
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say, do you fight or you ask or you pray? Or you just say, Nkaila hampi. Eh? You just say, I'm telling you, go fight that fight. You fight alone. You'll be defeated by people who started the fight. And it's very sad for somebody to start a fight about soul. Can I talk to somebody? Somebody provoked you, okay? He provoked you, and then you fight back and you lose. That's unfair, isn't it? I'm giving you a recipe to win, always. Ask God. Do what?
Ask God.
Also pray and fast.
Amen.
Even when it's obviously war against you. Don't say, I'll deal with it. You are doing it in your own strength.
Amen.
It's your strength.
Amen.
God will sit and watch. Don't say, when it's hot now, say, God, please, this is your fight. No. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what did this man do? He prayed. He fasted. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what we learn about from this man is that this is the man who knew how to ask God. He does not make decisions on his own. Analankukla.
Amen.
So, The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in the front of the new courtyard and said this word. And he prayed this prayer that we all know. Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? Some of us, we pray this prayer already in sight. Are you not the God who's in heaven? When you realize that you are losing. Are you not the God who's in heaven? Are you not the God who answered by fire? Are you not the God of ancestors? Are you not the God who parted the Red Sea? Now you are losing again. Are you not? Please show yourself strong on my behalf.
Amen.
But you are losing now. You see, this man, before he goes, he said, Lord, I'm being provoked, but I know you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I know you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I do what? But I know you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, Lord, the God of ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Power and might are in your hand.
Amen.
And no one can withstand you. Hallelujah. I feel like saying hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
But it's bad if you pray this prayer when you're already in a fight where you're not supposed to be fighting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our God didn't you drive out the inhabitants of this land? Amen.
Amen.
Didn't you do what? Didn't you do all these things before? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, so we read the scripture just now where the Lord sent his spirit to a man and he said to him, go and tell him he can go and fight. And he will not have to fight. Just present himself. Make a fella present.
Amen.
And then I will do the rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Imagine going to your enemies like that. Just approaching them. Fika we my fella like this.
Yes.
Huh? You know, people of God, I believe that God is still the same.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe that the God who did all these things in the Old Testament, he can still do them.
Amen.
When God says, go, just present yourself. Just go and stand there and you will see what I will do.
Amen.
Imagine people trying to hit you. It's like they're hitting a hole. Boo. But they can't touch you.
Amen.
Who believes that? You know, who believes that can happen?
Amen.
Or, okay, God said I must come, so I'm here. And he said I mustn't fight you. Okay, so he gave me instructions. I must go and just stand there. He'll fight for me. So I come. I'm not prepared to fight. I just come and say, okay, go ahead and try to hit me. It's like they are hitting a wall. I'm telling you, that's the day they will fear you forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
Now, in chapter 18, Second Chronicles, hallelujah.
Amen.
Second Chronicles chapter 18. We see the same Jehoshaphat visiting King Ahab. Say King Ahab.
King
Ahab. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when he goes there, King Ahab is picking up a fight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he says to him, verse 3 says, Ahab, king of Israel, asked Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, will you go with me to attack Ramoth and Gilead? He picks a fight. You see the difference? Now, he is the one that now wants to go and fight. Amen?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Now, and Jehoshaphat is there. Jehoshaphat was different from Ahab in his approach to life and God. Amen?
Amen.
So, Ahab, he says to Ahab, he says to Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat is visiting him. Now, listen to me. Okay, let me explain this to you. For those who don't understand some of the things, the history of Israel. Now, Israel at this time was split into two. kingdoms, was the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom. Have you done Bible studies? Have you done Bible studies, you young people? So it was now divided into south and north. Now, Jehoshaphat was the king of the south, which was called Judea. Okay? Or Judah. Okay? It was called what? Judah. Now, the northern one was called now Israel. Okay? That's now called Israel. So the south was called Judah. Are you with me? So Jehoshaphat was the king of the south, Judah. So Ahab was the king of the north. So Jehoshaphat is visiting the king of the north. Is it clear now? So he's paying him a visit. So when he got there, he's happy. He said, okay, look here. There are these people I want to go and fight. Yeah? There's this guy that has been taking chances. Now I want to go and fight him. Okay? Amen. Are you with me? Amen. So he's the one that is starting the whole thing, isn't it?
Amen.
You see the contrast between him and Jehoshaphat. Okay? Amen. Now, Jehoshaphat answers, I will go with you and my soldiers are yours. We will join you in the battle. You see, one of the weaknesses of Jehoshaphat was his relationship with Ahab. There are certain people that you are not supposed to relate with. Are you with me?
Amen.
Our company will lead us into trouble one day. The people we keep, our friends, the people we call our friends, are the people that will lend us into trouble one day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So one of the reasons why people may end up in wrong places and fighting the wrong battles is wrong companies. Your friends will make you fight something you don't even know. Are you going to watch your friend fighting and you are just watching and they are fighting your friend? Am I talking to somebody? When you are with your friend and they are fighting your friend, are you going to watch? Are you not going to help your friend? And you don't even know that this friend is the one that started the whole thing. You're defending what you don't know. Do you know that there are some people who died defending things they don't know?
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Young people, Nalankuk, there are people who die.
Amen.
Fighting things they don't know. Amen. Do you know of somebody who died? You might have known in the township. Somebody who has stepped, I cannot tell about that. And then he's the one who dies. Yeah. Be careful of people you choose, your friends. You're going to enter battles you don't even know.
Amen.
Isn't it true?
Amen.
Yeah. Be careful the kind of people you choose to be your friends. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this man was just a bad friend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say Ahab was a terrible friend. So he picks up fights, and then Jehoshaphat says, listen, he says, O king of Israel. Answered, I will go with you, and my soldiers are yours. You see now, you're committing yourself to something you don't know. Kitata Malwen. We'll go fight this one. You don't even know where this thing started. And you're already committing yourself that I'll go with you. And everything, my soldiers are yours. I'll give you money. I'll give you a lift. You're giving somebody a lift to go and fight something you don't even know. You take a person in your car. Are you here?
Amen.
Maybe this message is not for you. Maybe it's for someone that you will tell. Maybe it's for somebody who's not here. Olo mole lauri. Baiti. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Maybe it's not for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jehoshaphat, so I'll go with you and my soldiers are yours. Uka fella. Saka kisa how? Oh.
Amen.
Ahab, you never say that to Ahab. Ahab was so ungodly. Ahab has got no respect for God. Amen?
Amen.
So, look at your friends. And look at the attitude towards God. Sheba Ahab, I'm exposing your friends here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So King Ahab, okay, said on one condition. What was the condition? First, we should ask if this is the Lord's will. You see, this man, he remembered, I don't just get involved. I ask God. So he said, okay, let's ask God first. Look at Ahab. So King Ahab called 400 prophets together and asked them, 400, say 400. He said, should we go to war against Ramoth in Keilah? Should we go? They all answered, go, because God will hand them over to you. Zamaya, let's go and fight, because God will do what? God will do what? But Joseph has asked, is not there a prophet of the Lord here? You see, you must also have a spirit of discernment. Don't just take and accept what... You see, if you ask your friend, have you checked this and that, and your friend say, no, I've done that, all is well, and your spirit doesn't tell you, don't do this, you are in trouble. Amen? You will just follow. Because he says to them, he called all the prophets that he knows, they agree with him. He said, okay, come, let's go. And they all spoke well. But Jehoshaphat, because he knows the voice of God. Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
You must know the voice of God. You see, for you to survive in this world, you must know if God is speaking and it's another spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say, you must differentiate voices. You must differentiate what?
Voices.
You must differentiate what?
Voices.
There are many voices. Say one. You must know which one is the voice of God. Which one is the voice of truth? Which one is a lie?
Amen.
So Jehoshaphat immediately said, there's something wrong with this prophet. Amen? And he asked, is there a prophet of the Lord here? He said, no, these people cannot be prophets of the Lord, honestly. The way they speak. Then King Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, there's one prophet that I don't like. Hallelujah. Because he speaks things that don't agree with me. You see, it just shows you the kind of a person he is. Ana Lauka. People who do not want to be rebuked, who like people to agree with them, are terrible friends. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Friends who do not want to be corrected, who don't want to be told they are wrong, stay away from such people. They are dangerous.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
They are always right. If you correct them, they fight you. Those are terrible friends.
Amen.
I'm giving you a clue, so that you know if your friend is an Ahab or not. Do you have friends, good people? Do you have friends here?
Amen.
Do you have friends?
Amen.
I'm telling you, a person who wants you to agree with him all the time, if you say, but this is wrong, he fights you. That one is Ahab. You must run away, because in no time, something is going to go wrong.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
Look at it and say, neighbor, do you have an Ahab or not in your company?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, this man does not prophesy good. By good means, he means that he doesn't agree with him. He must say yes. Those prophets that he's giving money and he's feeding them, they just say, okay, yes.
Amen.
You must show your friend that you don't depend on him. Oh, hey.
Amen.
Look at your say, neighbor, you must show your friends or you don't depend on him. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise, you'll be in trouble.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if you say no, then he's not going to buy certain things anymore.
Yeah.
Akira is the financier.
Amen.
When you say, I reckon cool, you can't reckon cool. Is it true?
Yes.
Say, get a hapo. Say, get a hapo. Next time you see such a person, or a bra up. You must say, bra up. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Because he people agree with him because he can give them money, he can give them food. You know, if you say no, he gets angry. We cannot go there. He's the always the one who says we must go there. If you say no, we can't go there, say you. I don't want you to see you anymore here. Is it true?
Amen.
Now you have your app right there. You have your app. In no time, your app is going to get you killed.
Amen.
Listen to me.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Amen.
Am I helping somebody here?
Amen.
Say never. Is that, you see? That one. Is that one exactly? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's the one who has the money all the time, isn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So this prophet came and said, no, let's go, because they are thinking about their stomachs. They are thinking about money.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The messenger who had gone to Micaiah, all the people, the prophet said the same. Now, here's the thing. So they agreed that they must go and call this Micaiah. So the person, the messenger said, Micaiah, please, don't go there and talk something else. Those prophets, 400 of them, already said it's fine. Don't come with a story here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So they tripped him. They tripped him. Said, when you get there, please don't do that. So now Micaiah goes there. Amen?
Amen.
And they asked him, King Ahab asked him, what do you say? Listen to what he says. He says, I surely, as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what my God says. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can tell him what my God says. This is the man of God. Amen?
Amen.
Not what my stomach is saying, but what God is saying.
Amen.
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 Now, listen to this. I just want to pass a few scriptures now, a few verses. Now, he says to them, verse 16, I saw the army of Israel scattered over the hills like sheep without a shepherd, meaning that you are going to die, king. If you go to fight, you're going to do what?
Die.
You're going to die. Micaiah complained. I said, you see, that's what I said. This man doesn't agree, doesn't prophesy nice things to me. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the prophet of God continued to talk. He says, but Micaiah said, hear the message from the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne with his heavenly army standing on his right hand, on his right and on his left. The Lord said, who will trick King Ahab of Israel into attacking Ramoth and Gilead, where he will be killed? Some said one thing, some said another. Then one spirit came and stood before the Lord and said, I will trick him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jehoshaphat saw that this is a spirit. Amen.
Amen.
That is operating in this prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, verse 27, Micaiah said, Ahab. So he said, you, now, because of time, I'm just rushing through this. So he said, Ahab said, you take this man, go lock him up, just give him bread and water until I come back from this fight, because we are going to war regardless of what he says. I'm going to fight this fight. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Regardless of what God is saying. Oh, are you hearing me?
Amen.
So this man had no disregard for God. If you have got a friend who does not respect the Bible, stay away from that friend.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
If you are keeping a friend who does not know God, who does not respect the Bible, stay away from him. Amen?
Amen?
So he said, I'm going to do that. Now listen to what Micaiah said in 27. Ahab, if you come back safely from the battle, the Lord has not spoken through me.
Sure.
Remember my words.
Mm-hmm.
All you prophets. He even told all those lying prophets that Lilunakafela, remember this.
Mm-hmm.
If this man comes back alive from this battle, then he did not speak through me. You can do whatever you want with me, because I came here in light.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, so Ahab, king of and Israel, king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went to Ramoth in Gilead. Can you believe they still went? Jehoshaphat, even Jehoshaphat, Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
He went with a friend to fight a battle that God said they mustn't go. You see, keeping friends that don't respect God, they will take you to places where you don't want to go. Can I say that again?
Amen.
Ungodly friends will take you to places where you don't want to go. They'll get you killed, though.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
They'll get you what?
Killed.
They'll get you killed. Serious. A friend that has got no respect, even when you feel in your, you know, sometimes even if you don't know God speaking, man, you feel something.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Sometimes you feel something, man. Now you are dead in your spirit. You feel something.
Amen.
Something yana, you don't even know what it is. Something yana iruskaya.
Is
not true?
Amen.
But what do? You go. Oh, that might be our final going.
Amen.
There might not be another going after that one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
So Jehoshaphat, even when he heard God speaking, he's still going with his friend. Oh, say Jesus.
Jesus.
He's following a friend. Now listen to this tricky friend. Now this one was tricky. Listen to what he's suggesting here. Look at this. Listen to this. I will go into battle, but I will wear other clothes, so no one will recognize me. But you, wear your royal clothes. Hey, Batu. You could say, maybe Ahapunasa Mutsherika something, Jehoshaphat. Are you hearing me? He says, let's go, but you, Jehoshaphat, put on your kingly clothes. I will wear normal clothes so that people will not know who's Ahab. So you go with your clothes. You see how friends are setting you up to be killed. Hello.
Amen.
I said to you, there are battles you should not be involved in. Amen?
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
So the king of Aram ordered. Now, so Ahab wore other clothes. Verse 29. Okay, but you wear your royal clothes. So Ahab wore other clothes, and they went into battle. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 30, the king of Aram ordered his chariots, commanders. Now, the king of Aram, now, the Aram is the nation they are fighting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the king Ori to his army, Ori to them, go and look for Ahab in that battle. I only want Ahab. Listen to this instruction. He's giving them instruction that says, oh, don't fight with anyone, important or unimportant, except the king of Israel. Go look for him. When you come into the battle, you, the commanders, your duty is to do what? Is to look for the king. Now tell me, who are they going to find as the king? Jehoshaphat. Because he's the only one who's dressed nicely like a king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Look at the same neighbor. What are you doing with these people when you are the only one who's nicely dressed like this? Everybody is dressed somehow. They don't care. But look at you. You are a gentleman. Amen.
Amen.
When they're looking for people with money, they will take you. Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Amen.
So he went and he fought. I mean, he went with them. So on the other side, the king is giving instructions. Look for a king. He said, you commanders, your duty is to do what? Is to look for a king. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Don't fight with anyone. Just look for who? King Ahab. Amen. So when this commander saw Jehoshaphat, they thought he was the king of Israel. Yes. You see, this guy is a king and a crown. And he said, hey, he's our man. See, never, your Ahab will get in trouble, I'm telling you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, but Jehoshaphat, now they turned. When they saw, when the commander saw Jehoshaphat, they thought he was the king of Israel, so they turned to attack him. But Jehoshaphat began shouting, and the Lord helped him. He shouted. Jehoshaphat screamed, God help me! What were you doing there in the first place? Many people are shouting, God help me, in the wrong battles. You are screaming, God help me. Hey, okay, in the first place, what were you doing there? What were you doing there? God is expecting you there, but he's hearing your voice there. The opposite direction. God help me. Many people are screaming today, help me, Lord. Help me. Tusa mudimu, tusa. Are you hearing what I'm telling you here?
Yeah.
Screaming. Oh, my amo. You don't know it. Some of them don't even call Mawe. They don't even say God. Say Mawe. They forget to call Jesus. Mawe. How is your mother going to help? Is your mother God? It's not gonna fly there and help you.
Amen.
It's amazing when people are in trouble, the first person they think about is mother. Mama you. As a mutauka pain. Mama you. First thing you call your mother. Am I talking to somebody? But what were you doing in that place? When Joseph had saw arrows, he saw the swords. Ay, 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 yes. He said, oh Lord. He said he screamed. He does not say what he called. He said, let me check again. Did he call God? They say he screamed. Let me check it again. I'll tell you. Just now. He began shouting. He says he just screamed. He shouted. He didn't say he didn't call it. He said, Mama, wait. The whole king. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. May I call this man? But Joseph had been a godly God, maybe called God. But I can tell you, many people won't call God in that situation. They'll call their mother. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they realize mother is not working, they say, Jesus! When they realize the mother one doesn't work.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
But the point is, what was he doing there in the first place? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord helped him. The Bible said the Lord helped him. Oh, Jesus. God made the chariot commanders turn away from Joseph. About confused, I fell. God just confused them. I mean, they were going for him. They were like, and he screamed, you're nowhere. And he screamed. They were not even interested in what he was saying. They knew this is the king. I said, you're nowhere. Now Joseph he screamed, and God helped him. God intervened. God helped him, even in the wrong place. Oh, come on, clap hands for Jesus Christ. Even in the wrong place. So the king confused the command. Those who were chasing him, they confused them. I mean, they were going for him, like, and then he screamed in the tent. Not that they were telling him because he's screaming. No, God confused them. They forgot that they were going to for him. And God remembered that this is my child. I can't let him die here. Amen. That is the only thing that saves many people. God remembers that they are his children.
Amen.
They can't die in that place. But he will not stop the fight. He didn't stop the fight. What did he do? He helped him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did he do?
Amen.
God helped him. And opened their eyes. And then they saw that, no, he was not King Ahab. They stopped chasing him. Amen.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Amen.
They did what? Now, the battle continued. The battle continued, and Ahab, verse 33, by chance, a soldier shot an arrow which hit Ahab, king of Israel, between the pieces of his armor. Yeah. King Ahab said to his chariot driver, turn around and get me out of the battle because I'm hurt. He was late. He didn't listen to God. Now he's hurt, he wants to come out. When he's hurt.
Amen.
The battle continued all day. You see, that's the thing. Even if you pray, the battle to stop, it won't stop. Even if you pray, God fight my battle, no. It's not his battle. Don't make it his battle. All God can do in many cases, he saves people. But the battles continued. People lose everything. They only keep their lives. Oh.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Because these are the battles that they were not supposed to be involved in. Amen. God will fight for you in the battles where he's told you to go. Amen?
Amen.
So many Christians misuse this scripture to say, this is the battle, is the Lord's battle. But when it's their own battle. Amen. When they say, you're not, even as men of God, when you look at people who are in trouble, we say to them, you will not have to fight in this battle. But we don't even know what we are talking about. Again, we are trying to encourage people, you will not fight this one. You will not fight. The Lord will fight it for you. The Lord will fight it for you. Hey, do you even know where it started? How it came about? How many times God warned people, don't do this. They kept on doing it. They kept on going. When they're in trouble, they want to pull scriptures from God. So say, the Lord said, you will fight the battle for you. You will not have to fight. But hey, does God know that battle? Does God know that battle? We've seen two battles here. The one was King Ahab's battle. He lost it. But the child of God was there. God protected him. Let me say to you, in this battle that God didn't send you, you will not die. Don't worry. God will protect you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But there are lessons that must be learned. Amen?
Amen.
That whenever we embark on anything in life, it must not be because we disregarded God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, today, many churches all over the world, people are being encouraged from the scripture of Jehoshaphat, that you will not fight this battle. You will not fight this battle. But the truth is that, look at the way the battle started. These battles are not the same.
Amen.
God does not fight every battle of yours. He will fight those that you know something about. Whenever you are being provoked, God will protect you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The battles that just follow you and come to you, God will stand up and he will fight for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those that you say you must go and fight, you go and fight yourself. Make sure that God said you must go.
Amen.
Otherwise, you're on your own.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My prayer is this. In whatever fight that you find yourself, may God preserve your life.
Amen.
May God take you away from danger.
Amen.
Because whatever you lose, as long as you are alive, you can rebuild again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As long as you are alive. If it's something that is not of God, it's fine. But may God protect you.
Amen.
That one day you will rise and say, and warn others, do not fight the battles that you don't know. Do not get into things that God is not involved in. The end of it is disaster. Let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you learned something today?
Amen.
Amen. Are we going to examine our relationship?
Amen.
Life is precious. Amen?
Amen.
God has got many things to do and wants to do many things with all our lives. But let us not cut it short by being involved in wrong things and wrong people.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, I pray for those that are involved in battles right now. Heavenly Father, I pray that those battles you know about, I pray that you will rise, Lord. That, Lord, that they won't have to fight in those battles. Those, Lord, that are in wrong battles, I pray for their preservation. I pray that, Lord, they will not lose their lives in this battle. Have mercy on them. Take them out alive. Father, Lord, I pray right now that your grace will be with us and envelop us for the rest of the week. I pray right now. Yes, the powers of the enemy cannot do anything to us. Lord God, you have demonstrated your protection even now. We know that you continue to do so. Those who fight us fight themselves. They fight you, Lord. Those who start a war against us, they are fighting you. Father, we don't have to prove ourselves. We don't have to do anything. We know that you will deal with them. Father, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.